Good afternoon, Rabbi Yisai. It's an afternoon. There's a great deal of anguish here in Kew Garden Hills with the passing of Shabbos of Matis Blum, Zecher Tzadik Lebracha. He embodied all the teachings of his great Rebbe, Rav Palm, Zatzal, his modesty, his love of Torah, his greatness in Torah, his commitment to Klal Yisrael, his midas tovus, all of that was a very, very beautiful and special person. And unfortunately, we come to the day that we have to say so long to give him his final covet. A difficult day to God in us. The Nesivus, it is our God, dwells on the piece of Olach Ma'anya, that what's the message of Olach Ma'anya? He says, when we went into Golus, in Golus Bavel, we were unsure if we should celebrate. Why should we celebrate our freedom and our establishing the first Jewish commonwealth after its destruction? And the Nesivus tells us that within Geulas Mitzrayim, within the promise of Geulas Mitzrayim, is the promise that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will redeem us from every circumstance, from every Golus that we face. And therefore, even if it is a time of Golus, a time of anguish, that we rest secure in the fact that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam stands with us, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will redeem us, that's an absolute. And therefore, if even at the moment the circumstances look bleak, but we have absolute confidence that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is with us, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will rectify the situation. Actually, it's a pasuk that we recite in the Haggadah, when we talk about the years of the Golus. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam told Avraham Avinu, "Gamas Hagoya Sher Yavodu Don Anochi Va'Acharechem Yetzu Berechush Gadol." Rashi in Chumash tells us, and we know the Shas tells us that Gam is a ribu, it's something. So, what is the ribu of Gam? The Gamas Hagoya Sher Yavodu Don Anochi. And Rashi tells us the Rabbi is Dalet Golius, that in all the experiences of Golus in Jewish history, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will redeem us, just as he promised Avraham Avinu that he will redeem us from Mitzrayim. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam has committed himself to redeem us from all the vicissitudes of Jewish history. And that's what we say, V'hi sha'om l'lav v'seinu olano, sh'lo echad bilvot, v'lo sh'b'chol dar v'dar ma'atzimeinu miyav. What's the V'hi sha'om l'lav? He refers back to the pasuk of Gamas Hagoya Sher Yavodu Don Anochi. The Rabbis Dalet Golus. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam did not only promise Avraham Avinu that he would redeem us from Mitzrayim, but he promised us that he would redeem us from all the difficulties and challenges that we face in the course of the Golus. And that's the Behisha on the Lavasayim. In the Bali Atosis, we find varied allusions of the Dalet Kosos. Is the most famous one that we're familiar with, of Hotzeisi Vitzalti, Vivaalti Vilokachti, which deals with the fall of Shainos of redemption. That's the most famous of the ones. It's quoted in the Shainos at the very beginning of Perek Arvei Psochim. But the Bali Atosis also tell us that the four Kosos allude the Dalet Kosos of Tareilo, the four poisonous cups that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will force the Seinu Yisrael, the enemies of Klal Yisrael, to imbibe the Achrus Hayom at the time of Mashiach. Thus, the Dalet Kosos are retrospective. They go back, they hark back to the Golus in Mitzrayim, and they are prospective. They look forward to the redemption of the Jewish people, is when Mashiach came. And that's really the reality of the Seder. The first half of the Seder is focused the past, the redemption from Mitzrayim. In the second half of the Seder, we switch gears somewhat. We're awaiting Eliyahu HaNovi, the Mevasa. We're awaiting Mashiach Tzidkenu. And then the piyutim at the end of the Haggadah, we have Adarhu Yivne Beis HaMukar. We look forward that the Rabbanu Shel Olam should build the Beis HaMikdash b'mehera. That's also part of the same, not only the looking back, but the anticipation that once again we'll come to the Mikdash in Yerushalayim. We will have the opportunity to offer the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim and in the Mikdash as we did historically. This is also part and parcel of the Seder. So the Seder looks back at the difficulties of Mitzrayim, the resolution of those difficulties with Gulas Mitzrayim, and it also considers the state of Klal Yisrael and the Golus, all the challenges that we face, all the difficulties that Klal Yisrael endures. The Bracha Re'enov Anenu, it says Bracha Toshan Goyal Yisrael. Rashi in the Sechta Megillah is obviously troubled. What do we need this Bracha? We have a Bracha Tekah B'Shoifo, a Bracha Rashi B'Shoteinu, a Bracha B'Lim Shalayim, a Bracha Es Tzemach. So we need another Bracha which deals with Gulas Yisrael. And Rashi tells us the meaning of this particular bracha is that during the Golus, before we merit the redemption, that the Rabbanu Shel Olam will protect us. The Rabbanu Shel Olam will see that we survive the Golus. And that's the meaning of Goel Yisrael. So we turn our eyes and feel before the Rabbanu Shel Olam to resolve the current crisis that we have, but with full anticipation of the future. Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. Rabbanu Shel Olam will undoubtedly redeem the Jewish people. And with that confidence, we approach the Chag of Pesach, the Simcha, that we can celebrate joyously together with the Rabbanu Shel Olam, realizing the special bond that Klal Yisrael, has with the Rabbanu Shel Olam. A bracha is all the chaylim in Klal Yisrael should have with Yishleim on. All that are Isaac in preparing for Pesach should have a special bracha and a special stus. In that stus they should have simcha. The Hasidim have a little bit of a humorous point that they make, that we find two chazal who seem to give two different reasons for why we merited to be redeemed from Mitzrayim. One says we were released from Mitzrayim before the 400 years, the Koshi Yashibu, because of the difficulties that we endured, the great suffering that Klal Yisrael. And then we find another chazal, the schus noshim tzitkonis, the merit of the righteous woman you were redeemed from Mitzrayim. So the Hasidim humorously say that they're one and the same, that the women undertook noshim tzitkonis to deal with the koshi yashim with the difficulties of making Pesach on all the generations. And that schus that Klal Yisrael was redeemed from Mitzrayim. It's the tircho shel mitzvah. Is something that's very, very important. It's not only the mitzvahs that we do, or the mitzvahs that we fulfill, but the tircha, how much we exert ourselves, how much we put ourselves out to do a mitzvah, is what is very, very significant. And there's a famous story that the father-in-law of Rav Ruderman Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva, and Yisrael, he had a sukkah, he lived in Litta, and he had a sukkah which was very, very difficult to put up. And he would not let anyone assist him in putting up the sukkah. And he said, why? It's tircha shel mitzvah. I'm exerting myself, I'm putting myself out to do a mitzvah. And because of that, I want that schus. I don't want to give the schus away. I want to exert myself to do a mitzvah. And there's also a very, very famous story. Rav Sonnenfeld, Zatzal, the Rabbi of Yerushalayim, that during the time of the First World War, the Turks drafted people that lived in Israel, then Palestine, to serve in their armed forces. And the Rabbonim, the rabbis, however, were exempt from the draft. And the Jewish community had to give a list of all the rabbis of Israel who were exempt. And unfortunately, there was a mistake made in this, and they left out one rabbi. And this rabbi had to hide because the Turkish draft was chasing after him. And one day, out of desperation, his wife brought him to Shaare Tzedek Hospital, the old Shaare Tzedek opposite the Tachana Merkazit. And there, she wanted to hide him. The founder of the hospital, the Wallach, refused to let him in. He said, if the Turks find you here, they'll close down the hospital. There'll be no medical care for any Yid. So she said, let my husband stay, I mean, well, and I'll go ask the Rabbi of Yerushalayim and Zonenfeld what to do. So she went from the Tachana Merkazit to the old city, into the old city, to the Rova Yehudi, to the Jewish border, and she came to the house of Rabbi Zonenfeld. And Rabbi Zonenfeld heard the problem and says, I will go to Shaare Tzedek Hospital and deal with the problem. He came to Shaar Yafo, and his Rebbetzin wanted to hire a horse and buggy to take him from Shaar Yafo for quite a distance, all the way to the Tachana Merkazit. And Rav Zonenfeld said, no, I'm walking. And he walked all the way to the Tachana Merkazit. And he said, I'm involved in a mitzvah of Ruach Nefesh. The minutes are not important. And meanwhile, he's sitting in the hospital. And I don't wish to share the source of the mitzvah of Ruach Nefesh with the horse. I want to have the mitzvah for myself, therefore I'm walking. And he walked all the way to the hospital. And he told the Wallach, you're not the Rav of Yerushalayim, I'm the Rav of Yerushalayim, and you have to hide this Rav over here to protect him. And what's noteworthy is, Rav Zonenfeld was quite old, quite advanced in age at this time. It was the Chodesh of Tammuz. It was the summertime. It's, as one knows, the sun is brutally hot in Yerushalayim at that time. And it was at Shabbos of the Tammuz, and Rav Zonenfeld said, Tzavos fast. And nevertheless, Rav Zonenfeld insisted that the Tirchosh on mitzvah, the exertion to do a mitzvah, to exert himself, is something that's just something that he wanted. He would not give it away. And in preparing for the Chag, it is not only the celebration of the Chag itself, we sit down at the Seder, we have the Dalat Kaisis, and we have the Matzah. But the preparation, the tirchosh on mitzvah, which is involved in preparing for the chag, is extremely important. It's a phenomenal skus. That skus will be zeicha, all of us to be well, to stay healthy. Those that need a refuah should have a refuah, and all of Klal Yisrael should see Yeshua b'korov. That the mevasa, the long-awaited mevasa in the Yoh Hanavi, should arrive and proclaim the imminent arrival of the Mashiach and Herod of Yemenu. Have a very good afternoon and stay safe. Call to it.